All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with philosopher number two. Of course, you know the history of this. Tim Flannery was our philosopher, Javi Lopez, and now, of course, George Contos has succeeded Mr. Javier Lopez, but he's back with us. Javi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. It's nice to be back in the Bay.
Yeah, so I know the fans get to see you on TV a little bit with NBC Baseball, you know, the Bay Area show. How is that going for you? How do you like it?
Well, I think I'm enjoying myself. Obviously, I get to go. My first trial is with the Dodgers, and I get right into the rivalry, and I get to actually just see it from an outsider's perspective, and it's been fun. I'm in there with the philosopher, Tim Flannery, so it's been great, actually, being able to have some good dialogue with him, and he and I get along so well, and it's been a teaching moment, and it's also been an enjoyable moment. I'm trying to just have as much fun as I can with it.
You know, it's so funny, because last year we had this conversation, and we knew this was coming. You know, when you needed that next career, this would be a natural for you. But I remember asking, I said, look, you're not going to be a player anymore. You're going to have to get in here and say what you think and criticize and say how you would have done it and all that. So are you doing that, and how comfortable are you doing it?
Well, I'm not in the position to criticize as much as I am to analyze, and that's what I'm going to sit there and try to do. Flan does a great job with it, too. You know, we're going to point out plays that could be made, should be made, but reasons why they probably weren't made, which I think is maybe sometimes missed in broadcasts and stuff. So we're trying to do that. We've had a pretty good balance with it, but it's never an easy thing, and that's what I try to relay to the fans that are listening, that there are reasons that certain things happen, and we try to just cover those points as succinctly as possible, and I think we've done a good job. Again, it's only been a couple games, but that's what I look forward to, that challenge.
Well, I say it's a matter of semantics, analyzation or being critical, but in baseball, it's a talking sport. Fans want to know what you're thinking.
They do, and I think that's one of the perks of doing this with Flannery, because he's so great at telling stories, and obviously he sees it from a coach's perspective and a hitter perspective, and I'm the pitcher, and so we balance each other out very well, and I think that's where it's really, really worked out the last couple of days, is that I've been able to do the research on the pitching side and what guys might be thinking when they're facing a lineup that's like the Dodgers, and why they're struggling too, and you got to take advantage of that, that they're trying to be aggressive and work through those things, and I think it's really going to pay off. Next couple times we do this, it'll be fun.
Yeah, Javier Lopez with us now. As you watch the game, do you have that urge to say, I want to be in there, I can throw Adrian Gonzalez that pitch on that low ankle biter?
I'm always going to miss the game. I don't think there's a player that's going to tell you that they don't. You know, you miss a competitive atmosphere about it. You miss the camaraderie with the guys. But, I have to be able to separate myself. And my competitive juices are now in just trying to sell it to the audience that's listening as to why guys are doing certain things and how, why the pitchers are doing certain things and why the approaches are what they are. Because it's those little nuances that are missed sometimes.
Now, doesn't the game look easier from the booth?
It does. You're right. Flan says it all the time. He's the smartest man in the room, especially after a game. So it's very true, and it's how it is. But I'm always going to be pulling for the orange and black, and I'm just thankful that I have the opportunity to do that.
All right, Javier Lopez with us. Now let's turn you into the philosopher again and get an idea of this season. 25 games are played so far. Slow start. We know it's a mosaic. We know it's a long season. How do you feel about what you're seeing so far with the Giants?
Well, honestly, again, the numbers are what they are. They bear out, and they're not very popular or positive, I should say, but it's what it is. And to be fair to the Giants, I feel like they're getting that one bad inning that's just kind of costing them. Johnny's last outing in Colorado, all those runs came in the one inning, and they battle back, and they hang in the ball game, but then ultimately they weren't able to come out on top. And I feel like I think it's like 12 one-run games that they've lost already. So they're in the ball games. That's what you want to see. And you don't want these guys to give up on each other, especially now. It's too early for those things. And obviously health is being tested early and often right now, and it's unfortunate. But, I'm hoping these injuries won't last forever. And traditionally, the Giants put together a pretty good May. So you got that to look forward to. April shower, bring May flowers.
All right, Javier Lopez joins us. What's your take on Colorado and Arizona so far. And, of course, the Giants, unfortunately, really had to play seven games in Arizona and Colorado, and they've gotten both teams here as well. It's a lot of games against a team early on when they're hitting.
Yeah, well, we already knew Colorado was going to have a great offense. They always do. They've cleaned up the pitching side, especially in the bullpen this year. They've added some good arms, and you're seeing it. They're paying dividends right now, and you know they're a quality club. They're a young, athletic club. They got a lot of guys that are going to be pushing both Panic and Belt and Crawford and everybody else for Gold Gloves, and that's their hallmark right now. They're going to try to bang with you and make the plays, not give you any extra outs, and they're doing a great job with that. And Arizona, again, is probably a better club. You saw it in spring training. They played pretty well, but they're obviously pitching a lot better than you were expecting. And the same thing with Greinke. He was able to do his thing and pitch well. And, you know, he punched out 16 a couple nights ago. And it's going to be a fun time in the West. Obviously, they're handicapping themselves a little bit with losing these games early in the division. But there is a long way to go. But obviously, they need to just have a great homestand and kind of propel into May.
Ty Block is doing an amazing job. He's taken over for you a little bit on the left side. But then he also starts as well, and he had a good start against the Dodgers. What's your analysis of Ty Block right now, watching him out of the pen, the way he comes out of the pen?
Well, I thought it was going to be an adjustment, and it was. And I talked about it briefly on the pregame show that, you know, the numbers weren't great as far as the walks to strikeouts coming out of the pen because it's a different scenario for a guy that's traditionally started. And that was really the only thing that was affecting him. He's given a couple free passes this year, but the batting average against was the same as last year. He's got stuff that plays in this league. He's proven it. And you saw it last night where he goes out and he attacks the strike zone and the most he had thrown was 25 pitches in any game, and then he throws out and runs out 75. And he gives you quality innings and obviously a quality at bat now. It's something that you look forward to. Obviously, you want Bumgarner out there, but it's nice to have Ty Block not be afraid of the situation and know that his team needs him. And you know, you hope the best for him. And obviously, you want Madison back as soon as possible. But I think Ty's ready to hold down the fort for a little while.
What did you think? Now, of course, you're a TV analyst now. I'll ask you this. What did you think when you learned of the Bumgarner injury?
Well, it's unfortunate. Being in this game as long as I've been in, you want to do things that you enjoy. You got to get away from the game because this will drive you nuts. He said it. It was probably a poor choice on what he was trying to do. But you know, you're mad at him, I'm sure, as teammates. But then you got to understand that he's also living his life, and you can't judge him too much for that. So you just, again, you hope for a speedy recovery. You hope that he's okay. And ultimately, when he comes back, you want him to be back to the old horse that he was, and I think he will be.
You ever do anything somewhat dangerous on a day off, or to sort of get away from the ballpark?
Never anything dangerous. I think I try to do all my dangerous things in the off season. So if anything were to happen, I would have some time to heal up. But usually my off days were either spent sleeping in or playing some golf or doing something pretty mundane like that.
All right. So what do you do in the off season? Skydiving, skin diving? What do you do?
Well, no. I living in Colorado, I would go snowboarding and stuff. I would go do that. I'd go up into the mountains and have a good time. But that would be the extent of it. And again, I try to save all those activities for the offseason, for God forbid something might happen.
All right, the philosopher is with us. It is April. It's going to be May very soon after just a couple more days here. As a ball club, when do you know it kicks in, so to speak? What do you look for first? And I'll suggest that you look for the rotation kicking in first, the bullpen coming together, the offense. What do you look for first? So you as a teammate said, okay, we're starting to click.
Well, I think you do it right now. I think obviously you look at where you're at. You look at where you're at in the standings. You're already seven games out in the West. You have your rivals coming in, and I think you're seeing good baseball last couple nights. I mean, Kershaw's Kershaw. They had some chances, maybe put some crooked numbers up, but Kershaw managed to pitch himself out of those situations, and I think that's what you look for is good starting pitching. You've gotten it the last couple nights. The hits, they're getting some guys. We had eight hits, I think it was, getting some guys in scoring position. It's just about getting them in, and I think the sense of urgency needs to happen now, and I do think the homestand is what is needed right now, and a good one. You know, they need to come out and get on wood tonight, and then obviously try to win the series tomorrow if they can get tonight and win into the weekend, because it's a big deal right now. You want to go in May with some momentum, especially if traditionally you put up good Mays. There's no better way to go into it within the without a little win streak.
So what do you look for first? Starting pitching to click in first?
I mean, obviously, when you're at home, that's the first person that's touching the ball when you start a game. So you want to have the starters go well and get you back in the dugout and get to banging. So that's probably what you want to see. And you want to see the offense get a guy on base right out of the chute. And they're doing a decent job of doing that so far the last couple nights. And so we're going to see how it goes. But, yeah, the starting pitching always dictates the tone and the tempo of a ball game. And that's what you look forward to. And, you know, the Dia de Cueto here. So we'll see how Johnny does. And I'm sure he's going to have a great night. He has great numbers against the Dodgers historically. And I think it'll be a good day.
Well, when I was in court and the judge said it's your witness that adrenaline would hit radio and they say, okay, they play my theme song and I got to start talking. You would come in a ball game, of course, so you would, you know, have that look coming in from the bullpen. Do you get that adrenaline rush when the red light goes on and you're on TV?
It's a little bit different, I got to say. You know, the heart rate isn't as high as it probably would be if I was on the mound facing a pressure situation. But you know, again, it is. I treat everything that I go into with a lot of passion and a lot of respect. And I know that it's something that's deserved of the of not only the audience but the people that are on the broadcast booth and the broadcast stations that I'm with. That I give them my very best. So in that part, there is a little bit of pressure, but it's definitely different. But I don't treat it any differently.
All right. How do you prep, by the way? Do you do a lot of prep?
Yes, I've been talking with Flan about what to do. So we'll go over about some topics that we're going to want to cover for the game, and I'll just scour the internet, much like everybody else, get some information, get some numbers that back my opinions up, and you try to express them in about 10 to 15 seconds, it seems like. You got to try to get things pretty quick.
Then you get to watch the game with Flan, and he's a wild man during the game, too.
Yeah, it was great. You know, the one thing I've done just the last couple nights again, but see him do, we're jotting down certain scenarios in the game and what the situations are and what the pitches were thrown and what the infielders might be thinking and what the position players or the base runners were thinking. And again, I'm trying to do more of the battery with the pitcher and the catcher and why they're throwing pitches in certain situations and certain counts. And it's worked pretty well. Again, I mean, obviously there's always room for growth, but I'm excited for what the future holds. And the one thing I am is passionate about it, and so is Flannery, and that's why I think I work well with him so far.
All right, great to see you, as always. A pleasure having you on. I miss you.
Thanks, Marty. I miss being seen.
All right, that's Javi Lopez. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.